This is Eric Nyquist with Four Corners Broadcasting, and I'm joined today by the Executive Director of the Durango Chamber of Commerce, Jack Llewellyn, and we're here for Chamber Chat. Jack, how's it going today?
You know, it's business unusual and still hunkered down at home. Hopefully everybody else is. I know people are getting anxious hearing that Governor Polis is starting to look at allowing us to, you know, emerge from our cocoons, as I say. But as we emerge from the cocoons, we're going from the urgent stage, you know, suppressing the virus, understanding the cases, expand testing and tracing capacity, to stabilization, as he calls it, and ongoing public education, ban of large gatherings, dynamic changes based on data, slowly allowing businesses to open. But again, I tell everyone, you know, I don't know where you sit. I don't care where you sit on the political spectrum of all of this, but please wear a mask. You know, and I tell people it may not be for yourself so much, but for others. You know, if you happen to cough or sneeze, it does, you know, statistics and data show that it does help to suppress some of the airborne particles, as they say. And then we're going to move into stage three recovery, which is lifting of the restrictions, you know, and that's, I'm sure, a few months down the road, but it's encouraging that we'll slowly open up businesses, and it may just be, you know, they can, you know, have takeout like restaurants, pre-ordering, or, you know, limited number of people in a store. May only be, you know, a few at a time, depending on square footage. So all those details are being worked out.
Very good, very good. And so are you having conversations at the local level for what this will look like locally when there's reopening and that kind of thing?
Yeah, absolutely. Our Southwest Disaster Task Force is meeting. We meet every Monday and Friday. We're actually looking at adding Wednesdays back in. And Scott Shine with the City of Durango put together a really, really good presentation last Friday, and he mapped out what this looks like. We identified, you know, key business sectors. I think there was 12 of them, and we added, you know, I suggested a couple more, like healthcare and professional services. But, so we're starting to map this out and talk about what does this look like, and then moving forward, you know, getting the word out, obviously, at durangobusiness.org and our chamber site, doing interviews like this. We'll start promoting what the ramping up looks like.
Very good. Very good. And so the chamber did a survey. We talked about this last week, a second survey. Have any of those results trickled in from that? What are you hearing from businesses here on the ground?
Sure. So first off, I want to plug, if you go to durangobusiness.org, click on you get to the homepage, there's a virtual tour of downtown Durango. So you can click on this tour and literally ride your bike down Main Street, 360-degree. If you have virtual reality goggles, you can actually look around and feel like you are riding your bicycle down Main. And huge shout-out to Jane and Oliver with janeandoliver.com. Their chamber members, they put this video together, and I said, hey, can we put this on our homepage? And they said, absolutely. So if you got a little spring fever and you want to check it out, go to durangobusiness.org and check that out. But going back to the survey, we did have 215 responses from that survey, a good cross-section, you know, combinations, automotive, construction, healthcare, professional services, restaurants, recreation, retail, and then other, and there's a lot of different categories under other. But you know, looking at the statistics, there are some alarming stats. Some of those have or will be closing doors until further notice. 25%, 70 to 90% of business loss. That reflected by 52 respondents, or 24%. But what's interesting is 62% had not laid off employees. So that actually really surprised me, because a lot of it may be professional services, you know, some of the other businesses that are chamber members. We are, out of our 800 members, 80% literally have less than 10 employees. So that was an interesting statistic. 18% did lay off 75 to 100%. If you add them up together, 6% laid off 26 to 75%. One of the stats that I'm encouraged to hear, we're going to slowly open businesses because 17% temporarily closed their business. Only persist more than one more month, 11%. So they're kind of at the end of their cycle, so to speak. Mm. And then 1 to 5 months, 43% can only exist another 1 to 5 months if things were to continue. Looking at some of the other stats, I'm just real quickly going through. You know, the stimulus package, looking at it, one or both have helped them keep their business and their doors open, 22%. People had said that. But 25% had said neither have helped their business or current or former employees. So, you know, some said they, 22% said they haven't heard enough about the CARES or PPP to answer the question. So that kind of surprised me seeing that statistic for simple that, you know, simply because there's so much information out there. We will be doing a follow-up survey. It'll be a really short survey, probably go out next week on did you apply for PPP or CARES Act funds? Did you receive any? Or did you apply and, you know, not receive any? And then it sounds like there's a second wave that's going to be released here pretty quickly. It passed the Senate yesterday. And, so we'll send out another survey. And I'll send you all these results. We're analyzing. I've got the data guru, Rogers Alvarez, cross-comparing this survey with the first one we did. And I can send you all the results. And we'll be posting that on our website as well.
Perfect, perfect. Yeah, and you mentioned that the Senate passed another stimulus package. That's going into the House. What should businesses know at this point? What should they look out for? How are you helping businesses as this comes out?
Yeah. The biggest thing they need to do is talk with their banker because the banks individually require different information. So if you're working with, you know, whether it's Bank of Colorado, First Southwest, TBK, Four Corners Community Bank, I know I'm forgetting some of them. Talk to your banks now. Find out from them what is needed. And then if you use a payroll, you know, payroll service like the payroll department or ASAP accounting services, then talk with them because they can pull the information you're looking for from payroll from, I think it's February 15th to current, and you can use that for application purposes. And I know there's different requirements for, you know, different types of businesses. So the first step is to reach out and talk with your bankers because they will tell you what you're going to need to apply. And then once that hits, then your application, you know, can be submitted quickly. So you can have everything ready to go prior to the opening of the new stimulus funds. The other thing is to keep in mind that, they're going to get inundated. We tried to apply for a grant just through the U.S. Chamber Foundation on Monday, and it crashed their site. And we, you know, a lot of chambers were locked out. One thing with the PPP funding and CARES Act stimulus packages, 501c6, make sure I get that right, which we are, cannot apply for any stimulus funds, which basically means, you know, a 501c6 can advocate. So we're the ones that can say we are for this ordinance or we're against this ordinance, and we very rarely, I want to say, flex that muscle here at the Durango Chamber. Most of the time it's on a state-level issue or local issue that hits the ballot. But right now, we're not able to apply for any of those fundings. And we have never, I've been at this job for over 13 years, we've never applied for any grants or anything. We always rely on our revenues from our membership, our sponsorship, and our events. And right now, you know, just our budgets, we're working on things. I'll just put it that way, because looking at, you know, salary cuts and some other things just to get things in orders. And hopefully, yeah, we can make it through. But, yeah, if you're not a 501c6, 501c3, check with your banker. And sole proprietor, a business under 500 employees, which most chambers or most businesses are here in Durango. I think I need more coffee. absolutely get with your bankers now.
Fantastic. And the last specific thing I wanted to touch on was the chamber was doing a bunch of lunch and learns and informational sessions, and one was a Zoom class that I thought was really cool. What's the update on all of that?
Yeah, you bet. So the Zoom, which is today our lunch and learn on April 22nd, thank you to Laura Ritz, it's sold out. So 100 people have signed up, and so that one's sold out, but we do have plenty of room with virtual training, which is Leading in Times of Crisis. Susie Fair is teaching that one. She does a great job. Then we have a virtual training, Welcome to the Google Suite, on the 30th, and then we're going to do Tuesday Talk Coffee at Home on May 5th, and let's see, Brownlee Radcliffe is going to be speaking on at that one, and let's see, then we have virtual training, manage your business remotely in times of uncertainty. Susie Fair, I believe, is doing that one, and virtual training, the future of work is now, and then remote working made easy, and then another one, business strategies and tax planning for challenging times, and then looking at, let's see, trauma is hiding in your workplace. That's another one that we have coming up on the 21st. So all through the month of May, we're averaging a couple a week. And again, these are all available. Just go to durangobusiness.org, click on the events link at the very top, and yeah, you can then click and register. All of our sessions are free, which is something that we usually don't charge for these, but we just feel like right now in times that everybody, you know, is so strapped for cash, we're offering every single one of ours for free to chamber members and non-members. Just want to, as we say, pay it forward.
Fantastic. Yeah, that's great that you're offering that for free. Like I said, Jack, that's all the specific questions that I had. That's a lot of good information. Anything else that you have for us? Anything else that you want to add?
You know, I just really want to thank all of our chamber members and the, you know, in the community. Together, you know, if we can suppress being out in public, you know, continue sheltering at home. When the sheltering at home is lifted, be smart, you know, still practice social distancing, wear the mask, wash your hands continuously, or use, you know, I call it DECOM, the, you know, hand sanitizer gels. Just be smart, and, you know, we're going to get through this. It is business unusual as we move forward. Continue to check the chamber website. The other thing I got to plug, too, is, and you guys are partner with this, is the online marketplace. Go to downtowndurango.org. I think that's wrapping up here quickly. well, that's going to be extended, but get your bids in for those things. Buy things. Yeah, just keep checking in Southwest Coda. So SWCODA.org is the go-to website to give help or get help. The Community Emergency Relief Fund is, you know, always accepting donations. They're distributing funds to needed organizations as well as others. So, turn my alarm off there. And, so things are good. And, DurangoBusiness.org is where to go.
Fantastic. Well, yeah, like we said, a lot of good information, a lot of resources for our area's businesses. Jack, thank you so much for all that you're doing, and we really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us today.
You bet. Stay safe, Eric.
You too, Jack. For FCB Chamber Chat, I'm Eric Nyquist.